Hello again. Welcome to Snickle Meet and Greet. Today we have our guest, Yvonne King. She is a graduate of our Bachelor of Arts in Healthcare Leadership. And we are fortunate enough to hear her story today. Thank you for joining us, Yvonne.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why did you choose to study UW-Tacoma's Bachelor of Arts in Healthcare Leadership?
Well, I knew that I wanted to go into a healthcare sector position, and I chose University of Washington Tacoma because I had been to some other big campuses previously, and I wanted to have a smaller community feeling campus. So I chose UW-Tacoma specifically for their healthcare leadership position because I felt that my niche was in operations.
And why did you choose to go into a career in healthcare?
Well, this is actually a change of career for me. Previously, I had been in law enforcement, and then I went into mechanical engineering, which was what my original degrees were in. And I decided that after over a decade, I wanted to go back to what my original passion was, which was healthcare. And so I decided to go back to school and try and find out as much as I could about the industry.
And what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm an executive director, or otherwise known as an administrator, for an assisted living for a senior population community.
Do you think this degree, studying this program, has helped you professionally?
Absolutely. This program really gives you a foundation into kind of stepping into the role of healthcare administration and healthcare leadership positions. So when I was going through this program, it really kind of gave me the basis to understand from the ground up on how to build an entire community and an entire infrastructure, and helped with that operational portion.
Could you share with us what your field work was about?
So my field work was at CHI Franciscan, and I was working in their orthopedic surgery department. And I was familiar with the program that they were using called EPIC. And so one of the things that they wanted me to do was to go in and kind of mine information to kind of see, it was about perioperative procedures before surgery. And so they wanted me to kind of mine information and find out why people were successful at it and why people kind of failed at it.
How has that experience helped you decide in what direction you wanted to go professionally?
So it was really kind of a drop in the bucket in terms of how CHI Franciscan looked at its patients, because they're very good at looking at a holistic view. And so they wanted to find out, where are we failing in this program that we could possibly improve? And so looking at kind of all of the aspects that were available to me and the resources, I was kind of looking at where in the actual process of surgery are people finding that they're having the hardest time. And so that kind of helped me to understand the building blocks in an entire operational role and how they affect all the other departments.
And what were your most difficult challenges during this program?
I think that I can probably speak for a lot of my classmates when we were just about to graduate and we weren't sure exactly which direction that we wanted to go. So a lot of us were kind of looking at different jobs, and we were thinking, are we qualified for that? Is that something that I would want to do? Where would I fit in that? And, you know, where does that lead me to? And that's kind of where it was a little bit troublesome, because we built such a big foundation that we were kind of like, well, we could go in a lot of different directions, but we kind of figured out that once you're out of school, that's where you find your direction and your path.
Did you get your executive leadership role right after you completed our program, or did you have other jobs before then?
So while I was in the program, I was a scribe at a local emergency room, and that kind of gave me a better idea of the structure of hospital administration. Directly after I graduated, I was a business office manager for an assisted living, and that's where it kind of led me to the executive leadership position after that.
What were some key takeaways from this program?
I think the biggest key takeaway from this program was that this is a foundation. This is not something that's going to teach you to be an accountant or, going to get you directly into a specific role. It literally is a foundation, and you have to find your path. You have to find your passion. And so that was the biggest key takeaway, because when we were searching for jobs and things like that, I was just kind of poking around thinking, gosh, what could I do? What have I done before? What did I really enjoy in school? And so that's why it led me to senior living, and the path that I took is because I found that I had a passion for senior living. And so that's one of the biggest things that when you're stepping out of this program, graduating with that shiny degree, you have to remember this is a foundation. It's something to lead you to where you need to be. Another key takeaway that I would probably give to people that are in the program is really take a look at the classes that you're taking, because that will kind of lead you towards your path. If you take the healthcare finance class and you find, I'm really good at this, I absolutely love numbers, I think that I'm, really, really meant for numbers, then there are a lot of data analyst jobs out there that are available for people. You can go into different accounting routes for healthcare operations. You can go a lot of different routes. And, there's we do human resource classes for healthcare. And if you find that that's your passion, I mean, there are tons of different ways and different paths that you can really kind of immerse yourself and find that, is this where I really belong before you kind of go into that career path.
That is really great advice. Do you recommend that the healthcare leadership students do a minor? Let's say that they find something they're really passionate about. Do you think it would be a good idea to focus on a minor while they're doing the Bachelor of Arts in healthcare leadership at the same time?
I absolutely think that a minor really does help you to expand on your role. I actually currently work with somebody who is in my class, and that person has a really good background with finance and accounting, and that really helped for the role that I was looking for, because when you're, when you have a minor, it shows that you took more than just an interest in one class. You actually found, something very interesting to add this to your repertoire. So a minor can really help you. I just highly warn that if you feel that the, program itself is stressful or you're having a hard time struggling with it, to definitely talk to your advisors before you even consider taking on a minor, because a minor, obviously adds significant amounts of classes and you really become a little bit of a master of that particular program. So I would definitely, take a talk to your counselors about that.
And any other recommendations for students who are interested in studying this program and pursuing a career in healthcare?
I highly suggest that when you go into your programs and you're doing your presentations, and there are those extracurriculars where professors are saying, if you're interested in helping with research, do as much as you can. Because when I walked into CHI Franciscan, they called me twice after I graduated, offering me a position, but I had already found my passion. And so those doors are never necessarily always closed, and they can only expand on your role. The research classes that we took classes with Tableau, the software program. I use Tableau every single day in my current work, and the research helped me through my master's as well as now in my doctoral program. So you think that you're never going to use these again, but the reality is you will always use these. And people may not believe it at first, but the reality is it's like math. You think when you're young, oh, I'm never going to use this. But then as you get older, you realize I'm going to use this every single day. So take a look strongly at the things that you're learning and really just kind of digest them, because you will eventually use them in your roles, because these are the tools that healthcare professionals are using today.
Another great advice. And what are you studying in your doctorate program?
My doctorate is in organizational leadership with an emphasis on healthcare administration. So my research pertains specifically to veterans living in rural areas who don't have good access to telehealth, and it specifically focuses on mental health role in telehealth.
And when will you be done with the program?
So I'm in an accelerated program, so I anticipate that it will probably be done in the summer of 2025, but I have up to 7 years if I really want to take that long. I've chosen kind of a broad subject with far away participants. So it's going to require a little bit of travel and, finding the, weeding through all of the information that I gather.
Wow. Well, best wishes to you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.